Catch the rich, feed the poor. Tell there are no rich no more.
Up with such despair. I'm torn between my concepts of how to get free and how to simply survive what's coming. I look out in the world, I look out in front of my house, and I don't see people. I know they live all around me. I know there's got to be just hundreds of people living just right around, mere feet away, and I see none of them. I look around and all the plants that I see are dangerous, aggressive plants, meant to keep people out. And I wonder where all the fruits and vegetables are that I could be eating. And I wonder why we would consider living this way. Seems obvious to me that the money masters have created a mentality that have made us think that it's right and proper to fence off all the food so that a man can make a living. What does this mean, living, if we don't even have the proper necessities for human life? Hey, if you want to be free, if you want to be absolutely unhindered, then you could grow food. It seems simple enough to have the basic needs of the human structure right at hand. How else are you going to be free? Yet we're lost in the mentality that this has to be, this system needs to be here, and we must cage our food and put aggressive plants in their stead. What a crazy, crazy planet. I just don't know what to do. Honestly, like all of you, I'm sitting there waiting for the next move. I'm sitting here waiting for whatever next calamity the Brotherhood will bring our way so that then we can make the next action. In the next action. But of course, all of this just leads straight down the road that they're leading us down, right? If we're only reacting to what they're doing to us, nothing's ever going to change except for the ways they want it to change. They know you and me. They know how we'll act. They know what will happen. It's just as simple as taking all the food away, right? They establish a system where they get to hoard all the food, and then we are sitting back hungry, and we have to serve them to get it. Of course, we don't believe these systems are serving them. We think they serve us, you know, the monetary system. Well, I can get a good job. Well, what does that really mean? That means you go out and you serve them. Where's the good job? Well, people are storming the doors of Walmart to get a job. I think there were 8,000 applicants for the 600 jobs they had to offer. Guided, just led down. But if you want true freedom, if you're really looking for liberty, you can't be fighting for the Constitution and looking for the right legislation to save you. You gotta look to what's human. Look to what you basically need. We could easily set up a sustainable system that supports the human. But we're all brave. brainwashed, mind-controlled into the predictive programming of the illusion of the system. As long as the TV keeps telling us there's that future, hey, look, look, there it is. We're going to get there, Obama says. Then we just continue on and allow these money masters, allow these Babylonian brotherhoods to guide forward life on planet Earth. Well, they have a completely separate agenda. That much is obvious, as they're trying to build large hadron colliders to open dimensions into open portals into the other dimensions. Trying to create matter out of light. But they tell you, hey, this is progress. Hey, look, look what money's getting you, right? We've got space-based weapons. Hell, we can wipe out the world in an hour. Bring it on. And we all do it. We all sit there and we work these jobs and we become inhuman. So we live in a psychopathic reality manufactured by psychopaths. We're not psychopaths, so we don't fit in it. We sit back here and we're all broke and hungry, right? Because we don't have the lack of empathy to go and kill off a million people to get what you want. That's what our leaders do, and then they get us to follow them. They get us to all inspired to fight and kill, and then they turn around and say, look how destructive humanity is. Yeah, that's right. You're the next faux pas in this whole plan. They see a new world coming that they are designing, and you are not welcome. So as we sit in the midst of the two worlds, looking how to be free and looking how to simply survive what's coming, the world can get quite mad. Because it seems very simply that if we all started growing food, started hanging out with one another, started seeing one another, talking to one another, looking each other in the eyes, sharing information with one another, that the world would change very rapidly. Instead, we all sit back, we hide in our little domiciles, we stare at the box in our box while chatting on the box and hope that they get it done for us. Well, I'm telling you, their plan is not your plan, or you'd have food growing in your front yard. You'd be able to walk across this planet and eat what you want. It would not be $2.50 for a red bell pepper. We'd be baking them up, trying to hand them out to everybody. That reality is there. It's within every human being on this planet. We all see it. I mean, it's just the basic structure of the human DNA, is it not? Have food, water, shelter. So we all know this is the basic essence of life. This is all that we need. And the rest is all fluff. And then that's when things start to get interesting. That fluff is a crazy monster as you start to look at it. And the fluff I'm meaning is religion, politics, economics, legislature, law. All just manufactured out of the heads of humans. Maybe not humans. The human's an amazing creature. We really are. I mean, we're just blown out there, my God. The things that we come up with. The transitions we go in through our minds. The works of art that we create. The structures that we build. I mean, honestly, we are creators. It's an astounding thing. I think the human is so amazing. Who else could come up with the perfect circle, right? We're amazing. And yet we're just solely, completely lost in a brainwashing mind program. In a system that has nothing to do with being human. So we'd like to change the world, but we don't know what to do. That's a true statement. We all want to change things, or else Obama wouldn't have been elected, Clinton wouldn't have been elected. Those were always their campaign slogans. Change. Yeah, well, their change is not your change. I'm telling you that right now. If you want to change, you got to act. Can't let them act for you. Because their change is not what you want. I mean, really, if you're going to go and look into what they want, who they are, I recommend the Protocols of Zion. I recommend Tragedy and Hope. I recommend looking into the Council on Foreign Relations. But all of that just really takes you away from the critical factor, which is being human. That all takes you away from just us and the straightforward life that we're trying to exist in. We can be distracted so easily, so often. I mean, we're given all kinds of distractions, everything to entertain and inflame, everything to horrify and seduce. It's all out there. But it's all in this little box, and it's all in our little screen in our heads, and the screen in our heads is being replaced by the box in front of us. And on that system grows. Now we have the grid. The grid's scary. You guys don't know. And we call this progress. I mean, progress to me would be more and more better fruits and vegetables standing and staring at me in the face. That would be progress. Progress would be clean water. Oh, but wait, we've got the Venus Project. Zeitgeist to save the world. Let's see how easily we're led and just cause a bunch of problems, destroy all the food, and then you're the only answer, aren't you? Just like Bill Gates' little seed vault in Norway. So now we're offered the technology to save ourselves. Yeah, we have magnetic rails that can carry everyone to and fro to all of their jobs. Well, I still say these jobs are supporting the military-industrial complex and not human life on planet Earth. Like, oh, we'll grow massive gardens. Yeah, well, they're going to be walled and only supplied to those that were serving the system. Now, to be free, we can't rely on the overlord to give us the system to be free within. We must create it ourselves. There's just no other solution. If you go out and you try to turn your lawn into a garden, there's no doubt that the housing commission's going to come down and tell you, hey, you can't do that, we can't have this mess out in front of you. And pretty much living as a human is illegal these days. You try to gather in a household to try and survive communally, well, that's illegal too. I don't know if you're aware, but you're not allowed to have multiple personalities living in a single home. But it's simply these legalities, these thought games, these mental constructions that keep us at bay. We'd go out and do all of these things if we weren't afraid of being stuck in prison, right? We got the jug-booted thugs out there waiting to take us away in case we happen to act up. Now we got the sea smurfs on our territory. Oh, people, you know, I've been asked to come out here and speak to all of you. I've been asked to come forward and make my opinions known. And so I do. I come out here and I try to talk to all of you, and I really want to get to the simplest solutions. And I see that there is such a drive for the solution, because otherwise Zeitgeist would not have the popularity it does. As they come forward and they say, hey, look, here's everything you've wanted to hear, and now here's a solution. And that is what we want, is a solution, is it not? Well, I'm telling you, first and foremost, it's food. There's no doubts about that. That's the one thing the Emperor was held off with. It's the one thing that was used, that was necessary. I think warriors could be at your door and you could keep the door bolted, but only as long as you could eat. Now we have nothing. What we can get is just horrifying. Well, I think it's, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm telling you, I'm on the if or nor here situation. Can we be free, or are we simply going to survive? Because when we look out at the world today, the picture is very bleak. these people that run everything, the people that have control over the progress that we've created, have no love for humanity. So I'm just asking you, plain and simple, here you are, you're listening, you're learning, you're picking up all this data. What's the straightforward answer? It's the simple truth. Simple truth is that civilization on planet Earth is not human. Never has been. Even from the ancient histories, we see that it was planted here by, call it, fallen angels, men of heaven, extraterrestrials, gods. I mean, no matter what culture you look to, civilization was not created by the humans. Not according to history, not according to religion. Well, here's a moment's break to mention, I would like to keep going. I would like to continue creating things for everyone to you know, expose these deeper mysteries of life, to expose and represent new ideas. So please visit freemantv.com. Check out my DVDs. Check out the films. Everyone I know has enjoyed them. And help me continue on making more and more of this stuff. I have tons of film that I'm just editing away, trying to get different ideas, concepts out to you. This requires a lot of time on my part because I have to go back, research the ideas, the data, the straightforward facts. I have to edit the film, put together soundtracks, and it takes a while. So you can help support me, donate at freemantv.com, buy my DVDs, enjoy them, share them. Everything's free, of course, so you don't have to, but it would help me a lot. So please visit freemantv.com, and I'll keep this thing going. Sometimes these money issues get in my way, they really do, because they get in my thought stream, they get in my focus, and I'm busy trying to live day to day, and it makes it harder and harder for me to get these creative concepts out. Not to mention the lack of stimulation, because I have no participation from neighbors or things around me. I go outside and it's just me again in my head. You know? We're all getting so isolated, so individualized, so contained. And it's just not good for the human. And the vibrations that are being emitted, and I'm not just talking about HARP and chemtrails, I'm talking about right down to the very basic level of the plants that we are having grown around us. You know, these sawgrass and prickly plants, and these vibrations are aggressive. And I watch as what I call sorcerers affect every vibrational plane on this planet, and now even trying to affect vibrations in the other dimensions. Strange times ahead, there's no doubt about it. There's still a part of me that looks towards the catastrophe stories, because this is something that's always been part of this history, part of the story of creation of humanity and civilization, is the destruction of humanity and civilization. And you go from the age of Atlantis, the destruction, and then the recreation. And it seems to fit, being that Egypt's history runs backwards, so there certainly was another civilization prior to this one. And anyone that can look at Egypt's art and say that they were not an advanced race is just fooling themselves. So there was other civilizations that have come and gone. And of course, as you know, if you've listened to enough of me, then you know that I've gone down and checked it out with the Mayans, and they, of course, think that the catastrophes begin next year. Part of me is thrilled at the idea of the survival story. Part of me is really looking forward to the madcap adventure as the planet goes into chaos and big flying V-shaped craft are flying over our heads and nations are being destroyed and the Antichrist is coming to rise and... Wow. what madness it'll be. But I've found a lot of joy while riding out in the ethers of reality as I rode as a road dog around this nation and was just brought to adventure from adventure to adventure. I brought me more bliss and joy than I've known in any other portion of my life. So then this I bring to you as a solution, because this is the one thing that's always worked for me, and I come out and I say, look guys, this synchronicity stuff is real. There's more to life on planet Earth than the mechanizations of the third dimension. There's more to life than this predictive programming, more to it than you doing step A to lead to step B. How about if you just thought step A and all of a sudden you're at step E? It's that way. And that's the truth that I found along the way. And so now that I sit in this domicile back into the quote-unquote real world, all I can do is try and express to you this real nature that exists out there so that hopefully I can turn in here to out there. This is the one solution I've found. And I know that a lot of people want to take the known route, the legal routes, the institutional routes, and say, well, I can change it from within. And I'm like, yeah. As long as you're within, then it's not going to change. So we're given multiple battlefields to fight. We're given multiple tangents to go upon, and then we're constantly simply ignoring the very fact that our civilization is departing from humanity. You better be frightened about that. Because those that are in charge of the creation of civilization are X-ing out humanity. This is well known, and it's seen, and it's every day. When we're looking for the fight, it's right here at our doors. It's already going on. It's not something in the future. And yet every day I can go out and mention a chemtrail, and there'll be a whole group of people around me going, oh yeah, never noticed. It's been a decade now I'm talking about those damn things. It's like, that's old news. It's old hat. Wait till you see what happens next. We watch as the chip comes on, and this is the new paradigm, and we're just filling it right away, no problems. This used to be crazy talk, and now it's mainstream media. Of course, it's on Fox, 666. But here it comes. Find out that if you want to travel, you gotta bring your pet, you better get your pet chipped. And that is, just leads to getting your child chipped. I've seen the Duracell commercials already. Where's little Kevin? We can find him. Just turn on your little chip monitor. You guys don't want to go there. You don't. So it takes now. It takes right now. It can't be in the future that we try to do something about this. It's not when they're coming at you with the chip, because that's not the way they do it. But you may think that they'll just come with a full frontal attack saying, oh, you need the chip and you're going to take it, and then everybody will get angry and fight it. That's not the way they work. They're far more devious than that. They say, hey, here's the plague. If you don't want to die, take the chip. That's the way these guys work. So we can't wait to attack it when it comes to us, because they're not going to force it upon you. They're going to give you a chance. Yeah. If you want to live, take it. So what's the solution? Hey, guess what? You and me. Oh my God, we've got to be the heroes, you mean? But wait, I need somebody else to be my hero. Obama, Obama, save me. No, it's you and me. We got to start getting together. We got to start hanging out. We got to start talking about this stuff. We need to get our heads out of our asses. So that's right where they are. Every day, right in front of you, there's people bickering, bantering about meaningless crap. Just getting all excited about who they can destroy mentally today. Make themselves feel bigger. instead of thinking, well, you know what, this planet would be really good if there was some food growing. You know, I still remember back when strawberries tasted like strawberries, oranges tasted like oranges. Man, way back in the day before the flip of the molybdenum. Let's have a little music. am trying to start a movement. Maybe I am trying to bring together the rainbow and the truthers. Bring us all together as simply human. We have all these concepts standing in our way. We have all these different institutions and mind games going on that lead us astray. So it's very, very hard to unify. Because even if we agree on the most basic principles that what we want really is a utopia, a lovely planet to exist on, all of us together, people will come up with arguments for their personal belief systems. I see it over and over again. I see how hard it is when you're in the real world to see outside of it. Because each time I come back to the real world, I almost forget the true miraculous world I had just left. It is as if you plug back into the Matrix, and all of that seems as if it were just a dream. So I have a clear understanding of how difficult it is to recognize the miraculous. That's why so many times and so often I suggest the pilgrimage. I would love to revive the Merry Pranksters. I would love to have a whole troop of school buses, vans, and cars all running across this nation, going into these monstrous towers and pulling the people out of the Matrix. I'd love to see a large troop of drummers just going into corporate offices and pulling people out of their cubicles, saying, look, hey, look, life is now. It's not in the future. It's not some other time. This all is illusion. Well, we can change it. There's no doubt we can change it. So many levels. So many levels. I think people would like it if I would bring out more datum or bring out more little datum for their analyzation so that they can then express to those that we call asleep more satisfactorily what they mean. What do we mean by the New World Order? What do we mean by chemtrails? Let's see. All that information's out there. I feel like I've done so many shows, I've definitely covered with the experts most of what I wanted to explore with you. I've suggested it, hinted it, gave you concepts to look into to decide for yourself what is the New World Order. This story does go crazy. I mean, people ask me, all right, Freeman, now, come on, really, do you believe in these fish people and these reptilians? I say, well, I believe in the possibility. I'm open to the potential of it. And all I'm simply doing is following the datum. Following the documents, following the explanations, the information that comes forward. And yeah, it does seem to suggest the very strong potential of extraterrestrial influence on planet Earth. And yeah, it is entirely possible that at this very moment, there are a species of merfolk, a species of fish people that live at the bottom of the ocean. We wouldn't know. We've never been there. We've never seen it. We act like we know so much about planet Earth. And subterranean reptilian greys, you know? Why not? I've shown you the subterranean world as Zahi Hawass presented it on Fox. I mean, that subterranean world did not come from nowhere. Maybe I'm an Eric von Daniken. Maybe I'm not a serious analyst. Maybe I, you know, just take in a lot of data and then present it to you as a, just on a very homegrown sort of way, as I do. But it's all there. I know it's there. I know if you go research the data yourself, you'll find the same things. The world is stranger than we know, and it's going to get stranger and stranger. People would probably like it if I got on here and I talked about how horrified and how upset I am about the attacks by Israel. Well, you know, I wrote about that 3 years ago on my blog. I mean, to me, everything's going according to plan. What do you want me to be shocked about? It's right there in front of us. Right. We look at that letter the letter on, if you go to freemantv.com, you go check out Program to Chaos. And yeah, I go off the normal boundaries a little bit in my explanations. I just want to suggest potentials and possibilities. But if you look into that link on the Holy Masonic Empire, and you find the letters from Pike to Mazzini outlining the three world wars. Hey, I mean, you know, that was written way back when, 200 years ago. And it's come into fruition now. Exactly as I had written it on my website, exactly as they had planned, this is all going according to plan. And that, for me, is when things start to get really strange, because I really want to understand why these people would manufacture things that they're not going to exist in. Why devote so much attention and time to a structure that you're not going to be around to see? That's what really blows my mind. And that's when you start to get into ideas of pan-dimensional beings and extraterrestrial concepts. You can't help it, because when we start to dabble into the higher orders of things, that's what you find. There's no doubt about it that our leaders and that those in the magician's realms are attempting to contact other beings. There's no doubt that studies are showing that DMT production in the brain is opening portals to other dimensions or other places, and people are coming back with stories. And all of this ties into ancient religions and even Christmas itself, you know. It's really just a mushroom trip. You start digging into that, you find out mushrooms are extraterrestrial, and that it might just be communication with an extraterrestrial race. And who says that it has to be mechanical? Yeah, it's all so strange, you know. It's an enjoyable thought game. It's an enjoyable exploration. It's a wonderful mystery. But it's also quite frightening. I think my DNA was designed to take it, but I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I don't think I'm really from here. I don't think I'm going to stay here. And I believe that life goes on after here. So, here, planet Earth, here and now, is a mission for me. It's a project, right? I'm ready to do it, and I think you all are too. I think we would be very excited if we started making progressive steps towards a better tomorrow. And you're just not going to do that by following the system that's in place. It's just not going to work. But they've got you afraid of anarchy. They've got you afraid of everything. Yeah, we go back to the Lawless West. Look at that. Well, hell, start looking into who the Lawless West was. You know, Jesse James, Freemason. Pinkerton, Freemason. You know, every judge and crook, every cop and crook, Freemason. Always working the dichotomy. Always working the dialectic. So we gotta be careful of that. But yeah, you know, it's when you start looking into those guys, things get strange. You know, our leaders. I'd suggest you go and have a look at the pictures I came back with from Hollywood on MySpace / Freeman TV or just Freeman TV. Become my friend there on MySpace and have a look at all these images I'm bringing to you. There's a lot of very interesting stuff, and I will be filling in all of the little datum portions on the new film and on these esoteric adventures, which you'll find on YouTube / Freeman TV. I'll be putting it out there in that form, because it takes a lot of time. It really does. You know, you got to do your homework, do your research, get it all straight, get it out there. When I'm here on the radio, I just don't have time for all of that. I'd prefer to put that in a more permanent form, in a book and in a film, than to come out here with it. Here, I want to talk to your hearts. I want to talk to your souls. I want to get to the very simple truths of what it is to be human. So, I like to present you with what you want. You know, I like to try and have you enjoy this show and be entertained and informed. That's my goal. And so, that's a matter of figuring out how people see the world and then how to present it back to you from my perspective. Man, we've got so many belief systems in the way. We've got so many concepts just standing in our way, and there's more and more being created all the time. How many different ways can you go about life at this point? My God. So many ideas out there, you know. Join Scientology, join the Mormons, join the Raelians, join the, you know. How many different versions of reality are there? Quite a few right now, that's for sure. Insane. At the same time, we're at the very point where we could become ultimately free. We're at the very point where we now have anti-gravity, we now have sustainable development. We have everything that the human could possibly need to exist happily in abundance on planet Earth. And unfortunately, we're not in charge of any of that. We've given control over to the corporations. And then we hope one day to be one of them. Ain't gonna happen. I'm telling you that the fish goddess on Starbucks is not there by accident. And that's when, again, the questions become strange. Why is it required that you go swear before the Masonic altar before you can go into space? Why do you have to swear at the Masonic altar to rip out your... cut open your chest and rip out your heart in order to be the head of a corporation? To me, this goes far deeper. And they are a Babylonian brotherhood, and we can follow that. If you go, as I suggested, look at the pictures of Hollywood that I put up on MySpace, you'll see the Masonic temple there, and you'll see the lineage of builders as they have them defined on the outside of this massive building that was a block long, no windows, where your leaders go and do secret rituals. And they'll follow you through from Imhotep, the ancient builder, Egypt, who scholars suggest either lived an extremely long time, or it was a title for the head architect. No one's too sure because, well, we don't know what the hell happened back then. That's the big mystery. And that's the big mystery that needs to be solved. And I just hope we can figure it out enough in time before this great calamity that's staring us in the face, so that we understand where we came from and how this all happened, so that we can start to look at humans as humans again. It's been suggested that you can hack the operating system, and this is really a 21st century term for magic, that you can go in there and you can make your desires and reorient all the particles in the universe to come to build what you want. And this is somewhat what I'm suggesting. This is somewhat what I see. Only I did it all on accident, and therefore I attribute the order to a higher power. And you know, this is what I mean by synchronicity, is that I could have never planned it so well. I could have never thought it out myself, step by step, to come to such a great conclusion in so many different ways, in so many little ways and big ways and everything else that's happened to me along the way. And so this is where my faith developed, on a natural pilgrimage, watching miracles occur. So then when I see films like Zeitgeist, or more likely like The Secret and the What the Bleep, things that suggest that you can hack the operating system and get what you desire, then I see them going back to the predictive programming of what do you desire. And these are the same types of things that I expose, like when you come off of Space Mountain and Walt Disney World, and then RCA is telling you all about how wonderful it'll be to have televisions teaching you in the future. And we get lost in the matrix again. So we try to design our future, we try to design our where we're going, our path, and that's where we have our greatest flaws. Because the universe actually has a better plan than you can think up yourself. And so I say, let go, and all the great mystics have said the same thing, let go, have faith, Let it roll. People are afraid to do that. They say, oh, well, people are afraid of the unknown. Well, no, that's not true. People are afraid of losing the known. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. And if I could get you all to do it, then we'd have a wonderful planet. That's my job, is to convince you all to quit. That's what I feel, anyway. People are afraid to quit. They're like, oh, no, now you're coming out here telling us not to fight. Now you're telling us you must be an insider. You must be an agent trying to get everybody to just sit back and take it. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting go out right now and change things. You keep trying to change things through the very systems that control you, then you're just never going to win. But if you discover this faith, you discover the miraculous universe that surrounds you, and then you start to have faith that it's leading you somewhere, and that there is a point and a purpose to it all, then life begins to have meaning. And how wonderful it would be if you knew that you had made such an effort and changed the world as we know it. It's all in our heads, every little bit of it. And all it takes is a consciousness shift, and everything changes. I opened Radio Freeman, well, back a year ago or something, telling you that we had done it. We had finally made that mental leap that's going to allow the potential for a positive change. And I still believe that. I still see it in everyone, and I still feel it there. So I still have hope as we enter World War III. I have hope that it won't go as designed. And I have faith that there's more going on here than the simple mechanizations of institutions, of people. There's more going on planet Earth than we're aware of. Spiritual realms, extraterrestrial realms, human realms. And we are at the nexus point now. But it requires action now. It requires you to go out and simply live. God, I wish I could get you all just to quit your jobs and go. That's something that's really hard to make people believe in. And if you don't believe it, then you'll never succeed. Because this whole system revolves around faith in that. You can't go out there thinking yourself into doomsday, because that's exactly what you'll find. That's what you get. You get what you expect. And that's why we're conditioned to expect certain things. And that's what I mean by predictive programming. And that's what we get. So that's what these masters have done now, is they have complete control over what we expect. And they just program into it, and that's what we create. And so therefore, they hack the operating system using us, using these machines, the TV, the computer, the radio, the news, all of it. Conditioning your brain to expect this. And that's how you hack the operating system. That is the very foundations of magic. That is how they operate. And we can take that back, but you got to have faith. They have faith. And of course, they also have all the money, food, and everything else. But it's between you and me. If we're looking for the heroes, look no further than your mirror. Look no further than your neighbor. That's where the heroes are. It's us. And honestly, you know, America could really be a beacon of glory. It could really show the world that it is possible for us to just shut this Big Brother system down. It is possible for us to walk away from this insanity and start over. And that would save the world. Can you do it? Can you make yourself the hero? Can you sacrifice all the conditioning, all the things that you think you want, all the things that you thought you were heading towards? Can you let that all go and just start over? That's the question. It's simple for a lot of us, because a lot of us have nothing. Not too difficult at that point for us to walk away, because, well, we're not walking away from anything. I've always kind of kept my life on a nothing sort of level, on a very minimalistic life structure. It wasn't until I got to Texas that I actually pulled everything I owned together into one place. I had the stuff stored in probably 5 different states across America. Because I like to be free. And right now, possessions keep you locked down. Because of concepts of money. Well, that's where we're at, folks. We're deciding. Are we going to change the world? Or are we going to just react to what the world changers are doing to us? I know we can do it. But we've got to come out of our slumber. We've got to come out of our domiciles. We've got to start meeting up on other occasions, not just to come together and scream how upset we are about Israel bombing Gaza, you know? Protests are useless as a tool for change. They're useless for trying to get your message out. What they're really good for is getting a lot of people together so that they can get to know one another, meet one another, and start to socialize, because that's where we're losing. That's the battle we're losing. The battle is getting us apart, and we need to come together. That's where your battle line lies. Not with your guns, not with your seeds, not with anything else. It's getting together. So that's the one positive I see in a protest. I've been to numerous, and I've talked about it on Radio Freeman numerous times. You can check it out on Freeman Archives. If you haven't been keeping up regularly with the show, go back from the beginning. Check some of the stuff out. I've been through some serious madness throughout this whole time. And I'm trying to use these radio shows as an opportunity to present to you my findings, my life, and show you synchronicity. Since I can't explain synchronicity or prove synchronicity, it's an impossibility because it is personally significant. So therefore, only you can prove synchronicity to you. Only you can go out and experience miraculous manifestations that occur your come your way. Now, when I kind of got sidetracked, the whole concepts of the idea of the secret and what the bleep, keeping you within the very constraints of the predictive programming, within the conditioning. Whereas if you go out with your heart open, your mind open, and you allow the miracles to occur, instead of programming it, instead of hacking the matrix and putting your egoistic desires into it and saying, hey, this is what I want. I want a new boat. I want to do this. Instead of that, you go out there and you let the universe say, hey, here's my gift to you. And you go, oh my God, this is what I've always wanted to do, and I never even knew. So that's the truth of the matter, folks. There's more going on planet Earth, and we're going to keep digging into it here on the Freeman, Radio Freeman, and on the Free Zone Saturday nights, Oracle Broadcasting, and on the Esoteric Adventures on YouTube, Freeman TV, and in the pictures and everything else that I can come up with to show you these concepts as I see them. And I'll keep digging away, I'll keep working away at this film and my book, and I'll get that stuff out very soon. I'm very excited about it all, and all of your support really helps. Thank you to all of you that have sent in your support, your donations. It really, really makes a difference, and I'll keep hard at work. And you should take that to heart as well. Think of all these people on Oracle, on Revere, on all the numerous internet radio shows going on and on, giving their time, their creative efforts, for nothing, for free. Because that's who the human truly is. We are giving, we are sharing, we are nurturing, loving creatures. And it's just what it is. I mean, if you look at what they're doing to us, they have had to beat that out of us, right? They have to start when we're as young as possible so that they can condition us to psychopath. So realize that the human is not this evil psychopath. It's the system. It's the institutions, the concepts, and the belief systems that bring that about. Well, once again, it's been wonderful talking with all of you. And I hope you have a better tomorrow. I hope that you get out there today, meet someone, talk to someone. Break your own walls down. Get over the shyness. Get over the fears that have been introduced into your soul. Get back to that little kid that's within you and be able to talk to whoever it is you want to talk to. Because that's the only solution that's going to save us, save planet Earth, save the humans, is you and I getting to know one another. So until next week, you guys have a wonderful time as far as you can. I know that times are crazy, and we are absolutely looking at the door of World War III. So time to act is now. No sense in waiting. I love y'all. Talk to you next week.